Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Salmon, certified integrative nutrition coach and brain health licensed trainer. And today we are talking about eating rich and spending little. What does eating rich even mean? That's meeting high value, high quality food. Because typically what's happening in our American system is that people are paying on the back end. Folks used to say to me, I can't afford to eat clean. I can't afford to be healthy. And so I literally wrote a book in response to that. You can afford to be healthy. It is a mix of a budgeting, money mindset, and health book. It has just about everything in there you could possibly need in a very succinct manner, because that book was written for busy moms, busy professionals who really don't have time to read all the books. They just want to get right to it. But they actually have this feeling like they can't afford to be healthy. And I wanted to break that mindset. That's actually not true. We are spending money all the time. I grew up in a salon. And of course, I have natural hair. I'm a woman. I go to hair salons. I see what women pay to get their hair done. I see what women pay for purses. And to me, it's, would I spend that on a purse? No. But someone who would spend $500, $1,000 on a purse, meanwhile, I will go to, I don't know, Payless at the time or DSW and get a $40 bag or whatever and wear that every single day, right? What's the difference between that person and myself? We both have money to spend on the things we want and need. And what is wants and needs? It's all about priorities, right? Priorities. I may want a bag, but honestly, I'm not into bags like that. But I need a bag to hold my things. I can't go outside and not have my bag because I have to have things on me. So that's a need for me, but I'm not willing to spend more than the bare minimum because that is not a high value item for me. I don't care what it looks like, what the size is, what the material is. Bags is not something I'm interested in. However, quality of life is something I'm interested in, which is why I spend the dollar or two upcharge on organic. I prefer not to have chemicals in my body. Now, compare that to someone who's willing to spend $500, $1,000 on a bag. Maybe they love bags. They love fashion. Great, creative expression. I also love creative expression, which is why I pay money to be able to creatively express myself. Like all the things that I spend money on. I spend money on journals, on whatever tech tools and things for different ways to express myself. I spent money on a program learning how to create AI art, right? To creatively express myself. I spent money on those things. That may not be valuable to some people, but it's valuable to me because self-expression is valuable to me. To this person now, the bag is self-expression. They're willing to spend the $500, $1,000. That's a want. It's not a need, right? A need, you don't necessarily have to pay those premiums, but you want it, right? We need to eat, so we eat the bare. If it's something we could throw in our mouth and get full, that's a need. We're willing to spend the bare minimum. But if we want something, we are willing to spend a premium. And those wants, because we have, all of us have limited income, we have to make priorities is based off of choice, right? Who is deciding priorities? It's you. It's your decision. So you have to decide what's important to you. And eating rich, living rich, whatever a rich life looks like to you, right? Ramit Sethi talks about design your rich life. It's going to look different for everybody because we have all have different wants, needs, priorities, things we're interested in. But just as he's looking at folks' bank accounts to see what's important to them, right? Because that's where they're putting money in. You can look at your fridge, your kitchen, your cabinets to see what's important to anybody when it comes to their nutrition. Because that is basically showing you what they're interested in, what they value, what's important to them. Every time we eat, we take the outside environment into our bodies. It is creating major changes on a cellular level, affecting our metabolism, on a hormonal level, It's affecting our brain function, our cognitive abilities, our moods, how we show up in our families and in our communities. It's not just about the way we look, because not everybody cares about that. There are women doing very well in society, making money, making a difference, making an impact, yet their health is declining. They don't necessarily care about the way that they look, but their health is declining. What is the impact of a decline in health to your family, to your ability to keep functioning and running your business at an optimal level? Really, that's what this is about. So you do all this work, you make all this money. What is your quality of life after? What is the point of that drive and ambition if you don't get to enjoy it? And how can you enjoy it if you're sick? That's what this is all about. This is eating a high value diet, is one that's going to keep you well and keep you having a quality of life and proper cognitive function. So in particular, some folks would say, maybe saying to themselves that losing weight requires expensive foods or supplements. Let me start with the supplement part first. I highly recommend you all go out and read Dr. Greger's latest book, How Not to Age. He talks about supplements. And I know there's been a talk from some people about this is expensive urine. And it can, in fact, be the case. So I would highly recommend you read this book, How Not to Age, by Dr. Greger. I'll make sure I put a link in the show notes to that so you can read that whole section on multivitamins, on supplements. Your best bet to save your money and have a better experience with your body and your health is to actually get your nutrition from food and lifestyle. And I say lifestyle because of vitamin D, which is a critical hormone, that we're seeing that the supplement actually does not work that well. What's actually working is getting it out in nature from the sun. There are other factors at play. This is really important for us to know. And when you read more into it in the book, it makes the case so clear, right? Why it's just more, it's a wiser choice to get nutrition from food and have a proper lifestyle. If you don't have the proper lifestyle, like you are overly stressed, that high stress actually depletes nutrients in your body, right? You're having a cascade of different effects, including hormonal imbalance. It could be affecting your sleep. Lack of sleep affects weight loss if you're on a weight loss journey trying to release excess fat. So all of these things matter, right? Having a clean diet, one that is void of toxic chemicals, and having a healthy lifestyle that provides the body and the brain with stimulation and rest as necessary, making sure that we are accommodating to our natural circadian rhythm. All of this is important so we could have a quality of life, right? We want freedom on all levels. Freedom means freedom from pills and procedures, right? We want to be free in this life, to have quality of life, to enjoy this life experience. This is super important. And that's what a high value diet is. If you value your life, if you value your family, because they will feel the void if you are no longer around, then you want to invest in a high value diet and a high value lifestyle. That is the cost that is worth it. That's the cost that's worth it. Type 2 diabetes costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, plus pain and struggle and discomfort. Obesity also has cascading effects of what all the damage that it does to the body, because excess fat beyond a certain point, some people could be overweight and have a little excess fat. But once you have so much excess fat that you are diagnosed medically obese, this now is, you're really in the danger zone, especially if it's in the midsection, because it's stifling vital organs. And there are easy ways to mitigate this. And I say easy, I really should use the word simple, because the hard part is really the mindset part, which is what I work on with my clients. We incorporate neuroscience and behavior change to achieve the quality of life that you want, to achieve the body and the lifestyle that you want. And so I'll just share some tips with you on how to get started with the high value diet. Okay. First of all, whole unprocessed foods, which we talk about if you've been following me for a while. high raw vegan is the way to go. It's the way to go. It's the cleanest way to eat. Eating seasonally and locally, this is how you get a plethora of nutrients and vitamins and not feel like you're in a deficit. This is how to have a balanced diet. And it's a whole plant-focused approach, eliminating completely animal foods. And how do you spend less? There's a variety of ways. First of all, fiber fills you up, so you don't really need to spend that much and eat that much. People I've worked with are telling me that they have gone raw and they find that their appetite has decreased. They're enjoying the food, but they're eating less. Why is that? Because they're literally eating water and fiber, so they're getting full faster. Okay, it's a recipe for a healthy body and a healthy weight, and it's easy. Another thing is I love to utilize for folks who are really having weight loss resistance, a tool, intermittent fasting as a tool. And because you are eating less, there's less opportunities to eat, less food to buy, right? Our whole life, we're actually, if you think about all the money that gets wasted on junk food that doesn't actually nourish you, so you have to keep eating more and more, it may seem like $3 here or $4 here, but like all those little monies pile up. It's like when people pay for the lotto tickets and they make it a regular thing. It's not, oh, let's do this fun, crazy thing this one time. It's almost like an investment strategy for them. Every day or every week, they're spending all this money on lotto tickets, and it may just seem like a dollar, $2, but by the end of the year, how much money has gone in that? If they invested that in the stock market, what kind of returns would they have had over time? We have to be really smart and strategic, not just about our money, but about the quality of food that we're putting in our body, because this also has dividends. And with that, I'll leave you on that note to meditate on. Have a blessed day, and I'll see you next time.